AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A verdict is in from Columbus, Ohio.
We, the jury, being duly impounded and sworn to find the defendant, Adam Coy, guilty of reckless homicide as he stands charged in count 3 of the indictment.
Coy was a police officer in Columbus. He was convicted in the shooting of Andre Hill, a black man who was holding a cell phone and keys when he was killed. Coy testified he thought Hill had a gun and he was going to die. Prosecutors say Hill did not pose a threat. Coy faces at least 15 years in prison. We are less than a day away from polls opening to vote for president.
The thing is upon us now, folks. I know there's a lot of anxiety.
Kamala Harris's running mate Tim Walz is in Wisconsin.
We've got a chance, and it's a rare thing to do in the moment that we're living in, to elect a new generation of leadership, a new way forward, a hopeful, unified America that holds true to our values. That's why you're here today.
Kamala Harris is focusing her last day of campaigning on Pennsylvania. Donald Trump started the day in North Carolina.
If we get everybody out and vote, there's not a thing they can do. And if we don't, they have to get every person that ever signed anything in that horrendously dangerous party that's going to destroy our country. And it already is destroying our country. We just can't let that happen.
Election officials in Oklahoma say power was restored to some polling locations that lost electricity after a second round of storms battered the state. There were no reports of damage to polling locations in Oklahoma. The Supreme Court says it will take up a new redistricting case involving Louisiana's congressional map with two mostly black districts. It could boost Democrats' chance of retaking the closely divided House. The justices will take up the matter after the election. Unionized factory workers at Boeing are voting whether to accept a contract offer or continue their strike. This is AP News. As mentioned, severe storms and tornadoes battered Oklahoma. Several people were injured.
National Weather Service meteorologist Rick Smith surveyed the damage and says it was pure devastation.
People were just outside their homes gathering their belongings however they could because we had continued rain and thunderstorms.
He adds,
multiple vehicles overturned, thrown by the tornado. Well-built homes completely destroyed.
He's warning residents about more bad weather.
Again, today we're going to be looking at the threat for tornadoes in addition to damaging wind, hail, flash flooding. Yeah, it's been a very busy period here in Oklahoma over the past couple of days.
I'm Julie Walker.
Forecasters say a new tropical storm is expected to form and bring heavy rain to Jamaica and the Cayman Islands before strengthening to a hurricane, likely hitting Cuba. The storm would be named Rafael and could later bring heavy rain to Florida and parts of the Southeast. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.